Here's an open and relational thought from Thomas J. Ord.
Jeff Wells and a team of editors that include Vicki Randall, Nicole Terbitsky, and myself, Thomas J. Ord, has just published a brand new book called Preaching the Uncontrolling Love of God: Sermons, Essays, and Worship Elements from the Perspective of Open, Relational, and Process Theology. This is a monster book with nearly 500 pages of sermons and worship resources. The list of contributors is very impressive. Almost 75 people writing essays on how to preach, offering particular sermons as examples, and then providing worship elements that express an open relational and process theological perspective. In the introduction, Chief Editor Jeff Wells writes the following: "While there is plenty of deeply meaningful and transformative theology contained in the pages of this book, it is not a book of theology per se. It's a book about how to put specific theological perspectives into practice. You might call it a how-to manual. It's intended as a resource for those who are already bringing process, relational, and open theologies into local church worship, preaching, and teaching. It's also for those who are new to open, relational, and process theologies and want to learn how others have introduced those ideas to their congregations. The book's audience is local congregations, which includes clergy, ministers of worship arts, worship planning teams, music leaders, and laypersons with a passion for theological understanding. This book will be a valuable resource to those who are teaching in seminaries and theological schools in the realms of preaching, homiletics, worship, and practical theology." In his foreword to the book, John B. Cobb Jr. writes the following: "It's just possible that this book will mark a new stage in American Protestantism. Mainstream Protestantism in the United States is deeply influenced by Luther and Calvin, who encouraged Christians to give priority to biblical teaching rather to what the church derived from its Greek and Roman origins. However, says Cobb, some beliefs were carried over into the new churches with little critical reflection, and then projected onto the Bible. For example, most Protestants thought they were supposed to think that God is omnipotent, even though the stories that are brought together in the Bible imply humans are responsible for their decisions and often work against God's hopes for the world. At the same time, the decisions of Christians are often affected by their sense of God's call. In other words, the Bible tells us many stories that are woven together into one overarching one, and it invites us to find the unfinished stories to which we can contribute new chapters." Cobb goes on to give a synopsis of how process, open, and relational theologies fits into this emerging theological vision of today, and how this particular book, Preaching the Uncontrolling Love, may be a key resource in turning the tide to a different theological vision that so many are searching for. I want to be sure to invite you to an upcoming conference on open, relational, and process preaching called Persuade. The conference will be held at Highlands Ranch United Methodist Church, which is outside Denver, April 11 and 12. You can find information on the conference, including how to register, the price, etc., if you go to Eventbrite and look up the word Persuade. Immediately following this preaching conference is a conference called God After Deconstruction, directed by Trip Fuller and myself. We encourage you to check out both those conferences. So that would be April 11 and 12 for the preaching conference called Persuade, and April 12 and 13 for God After Deconstruction, both events at the same location in Denver, Colorado. We hope to see you there.
For more, see the Center for Open and Relational Theology or Dr. Ord's website, thomasjord.com. Please like and subscribe to Ord Shorts.